speak and I'll give a little bit of introduction as much as I know of Moshe Stav. Moshe Stav learned in Kol Torah many, many moons ago, and he's been a Magid Shir in Keren B'Yavne for many years, and my connection with him is for being Stav in the same shul together in Harnof. And I always used to say to myself, used to say to the children, used to say that Moshe has got a Yetzer Hara to learn. Whenever we saw him, he was always there with a sefer, clinging to the book, to the forum shelf, with another sefer and another sefer. And I'll tell you that Rav Reuven, the Rav there, said if I need to ask somebody to give a shir on the spot, without a moment's notice, Moshe Stav is the one who I can ask. Now, I've done this through Moshe because we met on Monday night, and I said, please can you give us a shir on Wednesday? So almost with no notice, but a very great privilege for Moshe to come and speak, especially not in his mother tongue, and I hope that your teeth will survive the experience. Yeah. Very much so. The great, the cover of Moshe.
Yes, you know, always I have an agreement that if my students don't laugh at my English, I don't laugh at their Hebrew. When we read this parashiyot, one of the questions that always raises a lot, that you see that every sentence, every issue here is mentioned for the least twice. Everything is mentioned not one time but mentioned twice. Yes, when the time that Benjamin said to Moshe, come in. After he agreed, okay, he walked, and then he said him again. Again, repeat many, many times. Repeat. I want to speak about a specific point here in this parasha of Parshas Vayera. We see that. וידבר השם עם משה בוא דבר אל פרעה מלך מצרים ושלח את בני ישראל מארצו וידבר משה לפני השם לאמור הם בני ישראל לא שמעו אליי ואיך ישמעני פרעה ואני ארע שפתיים וידבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון ויצווהם אל בני ישראל ואל פרעה מלך מצרים להוציא את בני ישראל מארץ מצרים אלה ראשי בית אבותם a break. Another issue at all. Now start the Yichus. The Yichus. And that, it's very weird. Why exactly here? If it's important to us to know who is Moshe Rabbeinu, what is his origin from where he come, who is his family, so we have another opportunity to say that we can say it in the beginning, when the Torah says that Vayikach Ish Beit Levi, then there's a place to say, that person that we talk about is not Ish, someone, unknown. It's Amram, yes? And that woman that he takes, Bat Levi, is not so some unknown woman. It's Yocheved. So write it then. Or write in other place. Why in the middle here exactly was the place to write it down? It seems very strange. And then afterwards, the Torah starts again. Vaydaber. הוא משה ואהרון אשר אמר השם להם הוציאו בני ישראל מארץ מצרים אל תדעותם. That passage is very strange. We know, yes, the Torah said Moshe said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you go to Mitzrayim and take out the Israel and go without, and he will be your talker, he will be your explainer, yes, he will be your spokesman, yes. So always written. So what is here the pasuk? Who are one of Moshe Shamar Laim Moshtiu Adnei Israel Meretz Mitzrayim Al Tivotam? Hem Ad Medabrim El Paro Melech Mitzrayim Lotzi Adnei Israel Meretz Mitzrayim. Again, we see repeat again and again, and that's very strange meaning. Vayi Biyom Daber Hashem El Moshe Beretz Mitzrayim. Vayi Daber Hashem El Moshe. It's very many, many times repeating that issue. So I want to speak about two points here in this old parshas. And the first point, when the Torah starts, yes, the first statement is "Vayedaber Elokim Moshe Lemo Ani Hashem Vayera Al Avraham Lechule Lachen Emor Lebnei Yisrael Ani Hashem Votzeti Etchem Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Vedeti Etchem El Haaretz Vayedaber Moshe Ken Lebnei Yisrael Velo Shamu El Moshe Ki Kotzer Ruach Umeavoda Kasha." The Torah said that when sent Moshe Rabbeinu to tell something to Bnei Israel, and he told them, and they don't listen to him. Why? Mikotzer ruach umeavoda kasha. And the strange question is, what would happen if they had listened? What would happen? He didn't want from them money. He didn't want them to rebel. He didn't want them to do nothing. The only thing Moshe Rabbeinu came to Bnei Israel and said a message. And let's imagine that they believe. And they would listen. So what would happen? He didn't tell them to do something. So here's a very, very important Sforno. The Sforno said, "Velo shamu el Moshe lihidbonen bechol zeh." They didn't listen to Moshe to be aware of that, to listen to that, to understand that. בעניין שיבטחו בתשועת האל יתברך ויחשבי עליהם צדקה כעניין באברהם. We see by Avraham Avinu, ויאמין בהשם ויחשבי עלו צדקה. When the Rebbeinu promised him, you know Avraham, you will have children. And Avraham was then old, and his wife also was old, and they don't have children so far. And when the Rebbeinu promised him that you will have children, he believes, and the Rebbeinu and the Torah said, "Ve'emin b'Hashem, v'yichshevei alo tzedakah." It was a big zchus what Avraham Avinu trust the Rebbeinu in that promise. One sentence later, the Torah said another promise that the Rebbeinu promised Avraham Avinu. He promised him the land of Eretz Yisrael, yes. And then Avraham Avinu started to hesitate. "Oh, b'meh edat ki Hashem." Okay, you ask questions. Your faith is not absolute completely, so the promise is also not absolute completely. And what is the difference? Why? Because if you don't believe in it, then the Benjamin will fulfill his promise, of course. But it will not be, you know, it will be a little bit, you know, not so exactly, not so accurate, not so easy. The promise, the first promise of children will be out of question. Yes, you will have it. But the second promise, you know, that is so, you know, it's going a little bit schwach. Not so easy. So here said the Rambam, there's one of the same point. The Benjamin promised Bnei Israel, you know, I will take you out from Mitzrayim, I will bring you to Eretz Israel. And if they will stay and will move nothing, will not move a finger, one thing, believe in it. They all stay and say, "We trust it, we believe in it, we wait for it." Then it will be fulfilled completely, absolutely. Now that they don't believe in it, so let's make a little bit change. What is the change? "Velachen lo nitkayem bahem, venatati uta lachem, aval netana." Therefore, said the Sforno, that promise wasn't absolutely fulfilled to them, but what the Rebbeinu promised must be done, yes, but it was done weaker to their children. Okay, we may think, no, what's the big problem? 40 years different, we are 2,000 years afterwards, 40 years doesn't play a matter, yes? Yes. But it makes an absolute and main difference. We know from many, many places, and if that generation that get out from Mitzrayim has the right to go in Eretz Israel, all the establishment of Eretz Israel, all the accomplishment of Beis HaMikdash, all that would be done differently. So the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole history, the whole Jewish history, switched because Bnei Yisrael don't trust. They don't trust, and therefore the way that it was done changed. And it changed, it became a little bit weaker. And that is not the only switch that happened in that parsha. We read in the parsha before, yes, that Vayicha asked Hashem be Moshe. Vayomer, Halo Aaron Achicha Levi. That's Rashi. Everywhere in the Torah when it's written Vayicha must be some effect. It must leave some effect in that. It can vanish without leave any damage. Anything. Must leave something. So what is the effect that leaves there? Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be the Kohen. And the punishment was that Moshe Rabbeinu will not be a Kohen. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not the Kohen. So what bad about? What bad about? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Kohen. Chazal saying that Moshe and David had the right that everything that they had done wasn't destroyed. The Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built wasn't destroyed. I once hear from Rav Olbe that he said, why Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkin? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chazal saying, if Moshe Rabbeinu would come to Eretz Israel and he would conquer Eretz Israel and he would establish the Beis Hamikdash, everything, it will never destroy. So he didn't do that. So therefore, the Kedusha of Eretz Israel changed. It was vanished. It was disappeared. Yes, but Moshe Rabbeinu looked of Eretz Israel. He stayed off the big mound there and looked of Eretz Israel. The Avir of Eretz Israel is in Kadesh al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. And that wasn't cancelled. So the Avir that said is still the same Avir that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. So we may suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu would be the Kohen Godel, so the Avoide of Kohen Godel will not be cancelled. So again, the whole history would be differently. Another case, another story. When Bnei Israel come, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Israel and tell them, you know, Vayilchu achei ze, after all that come together to the palace of power. But in the Me'un, the people leave, and then Moshe Rabbeinu comes alone to the palace of power. So, what happened? The Benjamin paid. There is a lease. Yes, everything is count. What is the count? What is the payment? The payment of that is V'chal bar Moshe v'Aaron V'adkinim Nishmetu echad v'echad Ad shenishmetu kulam U'besinai nifra lahem V'nigash Moshe levado V'hem lo yigashu. When there is Kabbalah Sater, so only Moshe. What makes a big difference? So only Moshe sits. So what's bad? Moshe kibbutz to Am Yisrael and so on Yeshua. No. We know it's a big difference. There's a very tremendous difference the way. Chazal, the pasuk said, "Latid lavo." And Rama mentioned it. "Latid lavo." We should not supposed to learn Torah from each other. We should not have to learn from others. Everybody will know the Torah straight from himself. Chazal said, "Natati Torati beliba," and Rambam said that in the Achrit Hayamim we shall not have to teach each other. Everybody will know the Torah straight from himself. What does that mean? That means that why today we have to learn that? Why today we don't know it from ourselves? Because today we are in a darkness of the body, we are in darkness of the chumris, we are in darkness of things. So to know things, to know, to be able to receive the cleverness of this, of the pure Torah, we need a lot of omol and yegiah to clear ourselves, to be able to accept this light of the Torah that will be affect our personality that was so covered and was so limited with the chomrius. So if we shall go to read the Torah straightly, without the means of Moshe Rabbeinu, we should not be able to learn. Like a man is not able to get electricity straight from the electricity power, yes, that's made it. You can't get the electricity straight. It must go many, many transformations that make it easy, that make it smaller a little bit, that you will be able to get. Yes? You can't go to a child and teach him Rashi straight as it was written. You must transform it to him, to his level of understanding. Yes? So we are not able to accept the Torah straight, if it was pure, if it was comes from the Ben Shalem straightly. So it's transformed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu teach us. So let's go through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the way we understand the Torah, only through Moshe Rabbeinu. And because the Torah go through that way, so the Torah has some weakness in it. What is the weakness? Chazal saying that the first luchos, everybody that would watch it, you only watch it, you will understand it, and you will not forget it forever. That's what the first luchos was. When you only have to watch it, you want to learn Shabbos, no problem. Look at the luchos, zocher yom Shabbos l'kadsho. In that word, zocher yom Shabbos l'kadsho, when you see that word, it includes everything, all hilchot Shabbat, and you see it and you recognize it forever. You don't have to learn. You don't have the process of studying, the process of understanding, the process of training it. You don't need it. Yes. But the second luchos was another process. You forget, and it has to go. You have to learn it and to work and to work and to work with it about again and again and again. Since you remember it, since you know it, and halevai. Yes, that is a process. That is the difference between the first luchos and the second luchos. La'atid lavo, said the pasuk, natati torati belivam. It will be built in. Yes, it will be straight. Why? Because it will not go through Moshe Rabbeinu. It will be the same first Moshe, but we shall be more prophet, we shall be able to gain it straightly. You know, Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we read Yetzias Mitzrayim all over, there's one word that is the main word of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chipazon. Quickness. What is the quickness? In the Gula Akidah is written, Ki lo bechepazon titzei. It will not be bechepazon. It will not be quick. What does it mean quick? When you make things quick, imagine you go to that room and it's dark. The light, and there are lighting from outside. A lighting. And in that lighting, in that moment of lighting, you see something. And you have to get the second. Oh, I see it, I have to get it. If I will miss the second, it will be dark again, and I will not see again nothing. Yes? But when it's day, there's no hurry to see. The Gulas Mitzrayim was Laila. And it was like a lightning. A flash. A flash, you have to get it. You have to catch it. Yes? 80% of Am Yisrael stay there. They are still staying there. They wait. They don't get the moment. You have to get the moment. If you don't get the moment, you miss. Why? Because it's still all the facts of Golus is exist. But the Ben Shalem light for a moment. Oh, who that get it? Who that catch it moment? Get out. Who that doesn't? Stay there. And the Gula Atidah will be light, will be a day. And because it will be a day, so there's no hurry. That's what Chazal saying. But Chazal saying another thing. The Gula Mitzrayim it was through Moshe Aaron. The Gula Atidah it will be straight from Ibn Shulem. And that's the point I want to mention now. If Bnei Israel has this chus, when Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them you have to go, all of them go to our power and say straight, we want it. Why they don't do it? Because it's a threat. They fear, they're scared. Why they're scared? They don't believe? They believe. For Yamina, they believe. But you know, believe, there are many levels in believing. Believe to make it obvious, to make it clear. Yes? To make it so obvious, clear, that you will forget that here is power. Power will be for you nothing, because according to Rabbi Shlomo, it's nothing. That is a very high level of faith. It's not enough to believe in things. We believe, but to make it clear, to make it obvious, to make it like, to see it. That level they didn't get it. And because they didn't get it in trusting in Bnei Israel, neither can they get neither. When they come to our Sinai, they also didn't get it. What they show in the fact that they don't believe, they're scared to go to power, they show that they still have the nature. They are not clear themselves. They're not clean their body. Oh, you don't clean it? So we can't accept the Torah correctly. You have to accept the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a main difference between the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah through straight. All the processes that we have to work so hard to understand things and to have always to fight with our nature to be ready to accept the Torah's demand comes from that fact that we don't receive it straightly, we receive it through a work hard. Chazal saying, the Machshakim Oshivani Talmud Bavli. Yes? What is the meaning of the Machshakim Oshivani? Because when I come to a man and say to him, what is that? That is a standard. Why you don't call it a chair? Why you don't call it another name? Look, you see, it's a standard. You don't have to explain too much. Everybody understands it. But if there will be here dark, and you will touch it, what is that? Is that a table? A chair? Okay, in that it's equal to a chair, in that it's equal to a table. It's different from that, it's different from that. The conclusion is standard. Yes? That's the way we shall see. If we see Talmud Bavli, it's the same thing. What is that? Like that? Like that. If you see something, you see. Yes. Moshe Rabbeinu said Aaron, and Moshe has a discussion. If it's good that Aaron ate the chatat or not, he's supposed to Hayita b'nei Hashem? He didn't explain too much. He showed him. See, what do you think? It's good or not? The Chazal has a long, long talk to explain what they mean. Because when you see it different. Today when you learn a sugya, you have only it's like that, compare it here to compare it there, maybe it's like that, maybe it's like that, because we don't see it, we have not the eyes. Yeah, that is b'machshakim o shivani, z'rmudavli. We don't see it. Therefore we have to make comparisons. Maybe it's like that, maybe it's like that, maybe you can learn from that pasuk, maybe you can learn from that pasuk. When the light will be, we shall see it exactly to what it's fixed, to what it's fit, and that should not have so many questions, so many dealings, so many suspicions. Yes? That is the point. That is the way when the Torah goes straight, or when it goes through Moshe Rabbeinu. And when the Geula goes straight, or it goes through Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Benjamin said to Bnei Israel, Geula, the Geula is supposed to go straight. And then it has to go straight, so Moshe Rabbeinu has to be who that will be bring it, who will tell Bnei Israel, but he will not be who that did it, who that do it. Yes? So therefore, the Benjamin said, you know, Moshe, come, do it. Call Bnei Israel and go to power, and that is. And they refused, and power refused. So do it again. Go to Bnei Israel and tell them. And they will believe. No more. I don't demand them to do nothing. Only believe. And if they will live in it, it will be done differently. Not through Moshe, not Moshe alone, like in Har Sinai. If they would believe that it will be done differently. And if it was done differently, all the history will be different. They missed. They didn't believe. So they didn't believe. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told, okay, you do it. And I'm not sure. In Chazal there is not so clear if it was a mile to Moshe that Aaron joined him or not. If it was a lack that they saw lack again, that they are not able to listen to Moshe straight, they have to listen to Aaron or not. I'm not sure. There's some constitution there. So I leave it in that way. But that's what happened. They created. So now comes the pension and said, okay, that's what you chose, that will be. You, Moshe Aaron, you will be responsibility. You will be in charge to take Israel from its time. You will be in charge to speak to Paro. You will be in charge to speak to Israel. You take them out from Israel. Israel is out of the story. They will stay there. They are lookers. They are visitors. They are not. They are standards. I will say this in theater. There, in the Hebrew, there are people that only stay. Stand. Yes, the mitzvim is what you call it. People that only stay.
Spectators.
Yes. People like that. You are not more involved in the story. Yes, only Moshe Rabbeinu do it. Yes, and you are in charge of this. So because you are in charge of this, you receive the authority to do this. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that psukim is an appointment to appoint them. Yes, it's a minui to put them in charge of that. Yes, that is the story. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'Aaron vayitzavem el bnei Yisrael. Vayitzav in Hebrew has two meanings: to command them about, and to give you authority of that. Is also the word vayitzav. As I have no memory in mind, but in Tanakh many places you can see the word vayitzav, not as a command, but as a put in someone in charge of. Yes. It's also the word Vayitzav means. So Vayitzavem et bnei Yisrael means he puts them, he makes them the leaders of Israel. Ve'el paro melech Mitzrayim. He makes them the leaders of power. He gives them the authority to take Israel out of power, and he gives them instructions how to deal with power and how to deal with Israel. As Rashi said, to speak with power nicely and to lead Israel softly. All that's instructions how to be a leader, how to deal with power and how to deal with Israel. That is included when you appoint someone. Yes, when you appoint a messenger, when you appoint someone, you give him instructions what to do. Yes, so that is here the instructions how to behave in the new job that you have. Yes, now when Moshe Aaron was in charge to be the manhigim of Israel, now okay, who you are. Now start. Now it's exactly the place where the Torah gives, okay, if we put them in charge, that's all. Let's know who they are. When we speak before that, when we talk previously about the question of Moshe Aaron, it's not important who Moshe Aaron exactly is. It's important all the process, how it happened. Yes, it's very important. Beis Hashem, maybe in another chance, we shall explain why that process is so important. Yes, Chazal saying that Ve'elachish Beit Levi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ve'elachish Beit Levi, the Shechina. So it's not. It's more than a person from Levi do that. That the process, how the things happen, is very important. But it's not important that it was that person or another person. It's important that process, how it happened generally. Yes, but when the moment that the process of Geula moves from the way that it will be done by all together will believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu, all together will do that, and it's moved to that Moshe Aaron will be the leader, that they will do it personally and they will be in charge of. So then the Torah switches and tell you, okay, now when Moshe Aaron becomes the leader of the story, so let's know who they are. Yes, and what AJ was, and all that. No, they are important. They become, that is the the thing. A main point that I want to mention, I mentioned it all day, we talk in other places, I want to mention, we see a very, very important point. Yes? We see that when the Ben Shem promised something, of course it will be done. The Ben Shem promised. Yes? But there's many ways how it will be done. And the way how it will be done, it's many times dependent on us. Yes? We are able to switch things. We are not able to eliminate something, but we are able to change things. For example, someone asks, how much shtabus we need for something? How much shtabus we need for something? A very big part of the answer is how much you decide. It depends on you. One example I'll bring, we have no time, but one example I'll bring. Chazal saying that if Bnei Israel would not ask for meravelim, they would conquer Eretz Israel without weapon, without fight, without a war. Yes? That was Chazal saying. But Yeshua was commanded to fight. Yes? With all the rules of the fight. Set aside, prepare plans. Yes, we see in the eye. Yes, after the scene of Yericho, he sinned. He didn't take the war eye seriously. One of the sins in the eye was that he didn't take it seriously. And the Ben Shem told him, first, deal with Achan, that's the first issue, and after that, your mistake. You don't have to send only one regiment to us. You have to go yourself to fight. And then we see, if David Hashem will learn, you see the psukim there, that Yeshua not only comes, he prepared a plan, a very, very complicated plan with people both in front and in back and ma'aravim and a whole army plan. Yes? Why you need it? Well, that's the story. You decide. After you send Maragum the first time. No, after you wish Maragum the first time. So you decide. If you would not wish Maragum, the manager will tell you, go to Kirat Israel. Do it. He don't tell you to prepare weapons. He don't tell you to prepare spies. He don't tell you to prepare maps and plans and all the things. He don't do it. He don't tell you to do that. So do it. You prepare, because that's the way you decide. So now you need it. Because that you decide what your level in everything, and it's in many, many things. Many things. Yes, I will mention another one example. Chazal, the Pasuk said, "V'chitoyim ma nochal b'shana shmit." We are now in the Erev Shmita. And if you will not say, you're not supposed to eat. That's the form. If you will not ask, you will have food enough for the seventh year. Don't worry. But you will have it in a way that you will not seek it. Yeah. What you will have will be enough. You will work normally. The corpse of the sixth year will be the same as the seventh year, the fourth year, the fifth year. Everything will be exactly the same. But it will be enough. How much money someone needs to live in a year? Yes? Same amount. But you know, it can, many, many miracles can happen. You know, you can buy a refrigerator and so hope. 7 years, not 2 years. It's a miracle. No. It's still in the range of the statistic. You know, in statistics there is a frigidaire hope. 2 years? 7 years. Yes. There's a range of statistics. You can be in the in the right wing of the statistic, you can be in the left wing of the statistic. It's still not a miracle. Yes? But you know, it happened. Yes? It happened. Once I show my wife that, you know, many things, when I don't have a real, before I had a job and I work, so, you know, I have an uncle that's here, push me, give me that present, give it. Since I have a reward, let's start. Mm. Not because he knows, because they know. Yes. So that's the way Benjamin has his ways to give you. And sometimes we go that way, sometimes we go that way. Yes. So it's not a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's still in the statistic. But you decide how it will work. And you decide if you will need. So that's what this phone said. If you will not ask questions, so eventually we support you in 17, don't worry. But you ask questions, okay, so receive the answers, so work. So you will have three times the corp in the sixth year. You will work hard, that's what you want, that's what you will receive. And so with the many, many times we can see it in Chazal, in Tanakh, that the aftoches of the Bnei Shalom are fulfilled in the way you prepare yourself. You are ready to receive them. And it's also in Limud Torah, and it's also in many, many things. So in that parsha we see the Geula, and that the Geula was done with Chippozim, and that Geula was not completely leave a lot of room. Let's hope that we shall prepare ourselves in the right way to the next step. Okay.
The amount of effort that went into this shiur to be able to speak in the language that we can understand, I think it needs a special shukurk in itself. That's fantastic. The amount of effort that went and the thought provoking, I think, is something that we can go away with and something that should change our lives, our thinking process, and how we look at everything, the same thing in everything that we see. A big yeshakur.